With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Oil prices have been skyrocketing this morning. The energy markets worried about the war in Iran, even though President Trump is insisting the war is winding down. He says it should be over very soon. In the meantime, he's warning Tehran to make a deal with the U.S. or else.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
The president's White House address was delivered last night. The Senate has sent its proposal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security back to the House, marking what could be the beginning of the end of the historic partial government shutdown.
The Senate's action, taken in a mostly empty chamber just after 7 a.m., came less than a day after President Donald Trump effectively endorsed a two-track strategy for DHS, funding most of it through a bipartisan deal with Democrats, then using the party-line budget reconciliation process for immigration enforcement activities. Now the bill is headed back across the Capitol. The Senate approved Thune's motion Thursday to set aside the House plan, an 8-week all-DHS stopgap, and instead give it a second chance to pass the Senate bill, which omits funding for ICE and parts of Customs and Border Protection that Democrats oppose. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
NASA's Artemis II lunar mission off to a solid start. Last night's launch from the Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts on their way to a close encounter with the moon. Commander Reid Wiseman says they're taking in a million-dollar view.
We've got two moon rises that we've had so far, and the views of planet Earth. We've circled it completely, and we forgot how beautiful it is to look down on Earth.
This mission will not include a moon landing. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 51 points, the NASDAQ off 16, the S&P 2 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is taking a strong stand for religious freedom.
Legal analysts say the legacy of the current high court will include a number of things, amongst them an unprecedented determination to carve out protections for people of faith in an increasingly secular nation. This week's 8-1 ruling striking down a Colorado law that forbids counselors from helping young people abandon the LGBT lifestyle is just the latest. And in many of these rulings, liberal justices are joining the conservatives for big majorities. Michael Harrington reporting.
There is a new push to overturn gay marriage, focus on the family. The American Family Association and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says that when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. This is SRN News. Federal health officials have approved a new weight loss pill from Eli Lilly.
The Food and Drug Administration's decision means patients in the U.S. will soon have access to a second daily oral medication to treat obesity and weight-related issues. The drug will be sold as Foundayo. It starts shipping on Monday. The new pill joins Novo Nordisk's Wegovy pill, which has generated more than 600,000 prescriptions in the U.S. since it was approved in December. Lilly says pricing for Foundayo, for those with insurance, will start as low as $25 a month. Bob Agner reporting.
SpaceX has filed preliminary paperwork to sell shares to the public. That, according to two sources familiar with the filing. It would be a blockbuster offering. It's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make SpaceX founder Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. More details at SRNNews.com.